Welcome to the BetWithJames.com Horse Racing Podcast, a podcast bringing you the best news, odds, interviews, and race analysis from across the UK and Ireland, all in one place. And now, here's your host, James Constantine.
Hello, and welcome to the very first BetWithJames.com Horse Racing Podcast. In racing terms, today is my maiden debut, so although this podcast may be slightly green in places, I hope it'll steadily improve into a hardened handicapper, and who knows, perhaps even a group level contender. You can catch this podcast every Friday and Saturday in the morning, and I will be previewing racing from across the UK and Ireland, giving you a different insight to your general bookmaker podcast by having a look from the lay perspective, and hopefully that can provide you with something a little bit more interesting. Anyway, enough with my analogy and an introduction, and let me thank you for pressing the play button and tuning into the podcast. This show is all about promoting everyone within horse racing, and so make sure you tweet me at LayWithJames or send me a message to be part of our podcast community. Remember, this podcast is also free and unique, and with no affiliates, I can proudly declare that this is the only independent podcast on the internet, and I hope to bring you some excellent race previews and analysis, and hopefully point you in the right direction. I'll be bringing you news, odds, and interviews, as well as keeping you up to date on the racing world in one easy-to-access podcast. So, without further ado, let's get cracking with our very first BetWithJames.com horse racing lay.
Subscribe to the BetWithJames.com free daily email, giving you access to exclusive content, updates, and so much more.
The very first BetWithJames.com horse racing podcast preview is going to focus on the 3:40 at Southall tomorrow. It's the Download the Coral App handicap. It's a class 4 race with 6 runners. With horses rated from 80 to 70, this is very much the feature race, and there's no better place to start than with the favourite Royal Peculiar. This horse is an interesting one. He used to be trained by Sir Henry Cecil. He is now with Mick Appleby, and Luke Morris is an extremely positive booking, having never ridden him before. He's potentially the class horse in this race. He has hit a mark of 90, which is the highest within the whole field on official ratings. He's obviously at less glamorous locations now, being at Southall instead of Ascot, but this horse is really, really interesting. His perfect distance is between 12 and 13 furlongs. Today he is obviously on 12 furlongs, and last time he was only on 11. So you'd have to say the extra furlong is very, very much in his favour. The Racing Post comment was stayed on at the same pace in the final furlong, and last time out you would again have to assume that this extra furlong will very much suit his running style and very much play to his strengths in this slightly longer distance. The second horse I want to look at this evening is Gabriel the Duke. This horse is extremely interesting and a very, very quirky sort, I believe. He hacked up over 1.4 mile in a class 5 race with horses rated between 61 and 70 last time out on official ratings. He won that race by 12 lengths. Next time out, he's backed into 11 to 10 favourite and races in a class 6 race, so he's gone down a grade against lesser animals, and he was beaten 5 lengths. Now, obviously, he went up £6 for that. He now races off a mark of 72, which is £1 lower than his highest ever official rating. He's never won off a mark higher than 66. And for me, this horse is very, very up against it today. He's a 3-1 second favourite, but he's short as 5-2 in places. And if I can lay this horse at 5-2 or under, I'll be a very, very happy man. He's clearly got potential, but he's quirky, and that's the problem. When you have a horse at Southall, you want them to be a reliable farm horse that you can always rely on. A horse that's quirky will hack up 12 lengths and then get beaten by lesser animals over 5 lengths is not a horse I'd want to have my money on. The third horse in the betting, Royal Marskall, is also a really, really interesting horse. He's the top rated in this field off a mark of 80, and a booking of Rab Havlin, who I do not believe has ever ridden this horse before, and that's really positive. I think Rab Havlin is a very, very good jockey, and I'd love to see his stats when riding at Southall. He's run 31 times in his career and has placed or won on 17 of those occasions, with a win ratio of just over 16%, which for a horse in this grade is extremely good. His last win was at Southall, and that was on the 18th of December, just before Christmas, and that was off a mark of 75, having just notched up a win before that, and that completed his double. Now he's gone up to a mark of 80. He's finished third twice, and fifth off this mark. The handicapper has kept him at that weight. He's, well, potentially respectably held, but you couldn't rule him out in what is potentially a weaker race and probably a better trip than he has faced on his last couple of outings. The really fascinating runner as well, not just in this race, but in the whole of the Civil Car tomorrow, is Lycidas. Now, this horse returns from 1,040 days off, which is one hell of a layoff. The last time we saw this horse run, he was only 3 years old. He's now a six-year-old and is effectively making his handicap debut. Now, this horse is really interesting because he went to a class three, in Germany, and he didn't win, he didn't place, and he disappeared. And obviously, he's been up for such a long time, but he did win his first two runs in the UK, and his handicap debut is off 75. I don't quite know how you get a mark of 75 for a horse that hasn't been seen for over 3 years, but, you know, obviously he's being well back because he's now at 7-2 in some places. You can back him at 9-2, that's the biggest price, but I'm not sure I'd want to have my money on at such a short price from such a long layoff. The old boy of the field today is Toto Scalacci. He's a 10-year-old. He's off a mark of 79 today. He's a Southall specialist. 8 of his last 10 runs have been at Southall, and he's won off a mark of 74 before. He's now £5 higher than that, but the most worrying stat for him today is that all 12 of his wins have been between 7 furlongs and 1 mile and 1 furlong. Therefore, you'd have to worry that this trip is not for him, and he is probably well held, and the market reflects that. His best price 8-1 at the moment. The final horse to mention is, of course, Cage Lightning. Now, this horse has been well beaten on his last two starts, finishing last at Wolverhampton and at Dundalk, I believe. He's an Irish import. He's not a horse you'd want to be backing. He's 20-1 currently best price. And, well, I think you'd have to have a little bit of a miracle for this horse to win. So here we have it. The verdict on the very first BetWithJames.com racing podcast, and for me, sticks out like a sore thumb. Oppose Gabriel the Duke. This horse is £6 higher than his highest ever winning official mark. He's now races off 72. He's only managed to win off 66 as his highest mark. Best price 3-1 now. If we can get him in short, it would be great to get him beat. He's in much tougher opposition now, racing in a class 4. He was beaten in a class 6 last race, having won a class 5. Look, he clearly has ability, but he is too quirky to take a short price on. And for me, the winner lies between the two Royals, Royal Peculiar and Royal Marskall. I think Royal Peculiar definitely has the ability in this race, and I also think he's fairly weighted. 9 stone 2, 7-year-old, he's a sturdy performer, he can be relied upon, Luke Morris on board, all the positives, but you're going to have to take 9-4, 5-2 currently about him. So for me, the 340 at Southall, download the Coral app handicap, it's got to be Oppose Gabriel the Duke.
Follow us on Twitter at LayWithJames for the latest updates throughout the day from BetWithJames.com.
That's it for the very first BetWithJames.com horse racing podcast. It's been great to have you listening today. This is a very late edition, so we've only had time for one preview today. But next week, starting from Friday, there will be a podcast every Friday morning and Saturday morning, bringing you the best news, odds, race analysis, and, of course, race previews from a layer's perspective. It's a truly unique podcast, and thank you very much for listening today. Please give any feedback or tweet me at LayWithJames. All retweets are especially appreciated. That's it from me today. I hope to have you tuning in next Friday from 11 a.m.
You've been listening to the BetWithJames.com horse racing podcast. Listen every single weekday for the best news, odds, interviews, and race analysis to keep you ahead of the game.